The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Clonmel. We have an evening card there, a mixed card of action as well with both flat and jumps racing. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Oh, fine and dandy, mate, yes.
Good.
I haven't hit you with a fine and dandy yet, have I?
No, that's the first fine and dandy I've ever had on a podcast, I think. So that's good stuff.
I'd be amazed if Ken Peterson ever give you a fine and dandy.
Yeah, he's not too bad, Ken. But yeah, if you hit me with a fine and dandy, I might fall over.
Sorry, Ken. Not too bad, Ken.
Right. Clonmel today, Andy. What do you make of the card?
Yeah, typical Clonmel fair, really. It's never... other than the Clonmel Old Chase, which is their best race in the middle of winter, most of the action at Clonmel is fairly modest, and that pretty much goes for tonight. But it is a mixed card, so at least there is an opportunity to enjoy both codes. And there is a couple of horses on the card that I'm quite interested in as well.
Good stuff. We'll find out which ones those are as we go along. Starting in the first race, which is the 4:05, and we start with a claimer over a mile and a quarter. And Prince Jock is the 7-4 market leader this morning. 2-1 for Shukov. Gunshoot is 9-2. 8-1 for Steins. Chatterton is 16-1 and 25-1 or bigger prices at the rest. So the two last time out winners dominating the betting, and in Prince Jock and Shukov. Do you see it between the two, or is there something else in the race?
No, it looks very much that way, doesn't it? I mean, Prince Jock is the quality horse in this race, judged on his ratings. Claimers, as I've said before many times, should be taken with a pinch of salt when it comes to looking at marks. But Prince Jock is an 81 rated horse. And he probably ran to that the other day, in all fairness, because he had to pull out all the stops under a positive ride from Robbie Quinlan on the beach at Laytown when he beat Corbus and beat the Ballot in probably the best race of the day there. So he's in good nick. We know he stays beyond a mile as well. He's also won over a mile one and mile and a half a furlong. This will be the farthest he's ever gone, but in what's likely to be a fairly mundane race against weakest opposition, he might just get away with it. The danger looks to be Shukov. I probably would go with Johnny Levens's 5-year-old, because Johnny's got his horse in good form, and Donna O'Connor is on this horse as well, and I do quite like him. He won on the stablemate Miller Beach a few starts back, so he looks as though he's a bright young talent. And this horse stayed on very strongly the other day to win at Galway in quite a competitive race. He beat a horse called Moonmeister, who's been in good form. It was the strongest run race on the card, and he picked those off late on to power clear on the running. Prior to that, he'd run really well, went fourth behind Love the Feeling in an apprentice handicap, which is working out quite well. And Donna, of course, rode him on that occasion. So if you look at the just nuts and bolts of this race and looking at the actual ratings, you'd say, well, Prince Jock is a good thing at 7-4. But I actually think Shukov, with his stamina assured, and he's just basically, he's in a really good rich vein at the moment. I quite like this horse. I'd just slightly prefer him at the odds this morning.
Okay, slight preference for Shukov then in the 4:05. On to the 4:40 next race, 2 on the card, and this is a filly's maiden over a mile and a quarter. Only 4 of them in the lineup, and Tarluff is the 7-4 favourite this morning. 2-1 for Fanzine, 9-4 for Needham, and Quick Glance, the newcomer, is the 12-1 outsider. Fanzine and Tarluff, Andy, both of them have hit the crossbar a couple of times on the last few outings, had plenty of goes as well. Do you see it between the two most experienced runners in the lineup here?
Well, I certainly think you've got to give Needham a chance here, particularly as Patsman has gone for the first time. Visor, often that contraption works for one or two Dermot Weld trained inmates. And Needham, I certainly think, needs a certain help in that department, because she's looked a little bit one-paced in her races so far today. Her best run, of course, came when she was fourth behind Newton's Knight the other day. Down in Nace, that race has worked out quite well. The winner, albeit has got beat off a mark of 80, finishing third at Sligo. And Sweet Cherry, who was second, won off a handicap mark of 70 next time out at Leopardstown. So, you know, Needham's probably run to around about the 70 mark on that occasion. So there's not a great deal between the front three in the betting, as the market indicates. Fanzine's got a rating of 73, and Telef is rated 70. The other horse with a headgear on for the first time is Fanzine, now having its first run for Mickey O'Callaghan. Of course, used to be trained over here in the UK by Huey Morrison, and she's run quite a couple of nice couple of races early on in her season, in her career. She hasn't been on the track for 93 days, but the combination of Hood and going to a very upwardly mobile trainer, I do quite rate. I think she's going to be a huge danger to my selection, Nidarm. Out of the three, I prefer Nidarm, but I am frightened about Fanzine.
Okay, Nidarm and the selection in the 440 onto the 515 next, and this is a handicap for 3-year-olds rated 47-65, and we're over a mile and a quarter for this one. And Love the Feeling is the 3-1 favourite. High Kicker is 92, 6-1 for Oceana Queen, Penny's Angel is 7-1, 10-1 for Weld Arab, and Ed Led Jed, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Not too much winning form coming into this, Andy, but Love the Feeling does arrive here in winning form. Won at the Curra last time over this trip and been raised £5. What do you make of this race, Andy?
I actually think this is fairly straightforward. I'm going to put forward my nap of the day in this, and that is the favourite, Love the Feeling. I tipped her the other day when she won at the Curra, and it was no great surprise to me that she managed to be victorious on that occasion. Because she'd gone there in really good form. She'd run really well on the flat at Navan and Leopardstown, but most importantly, she'd won a juvenile hurdle on her first start over timber at Roscommon the time before, beating a horse with previous experience in the shape of Cabaret. So I knew going into that Leopardstown, in that Curra race, she was in excellent heart. She had Tom Madden booked, and the combination teamed up really well to beat a horse called Shalina Ferner, who ran a really good race next time out behind Queen of Alba at Roscommon in a very good fillies only race. And Shukoff, of course, who was fourth in that race, boosted the form similarly at Galway next time out. So I do like that form. The speed figure also suggested that race was above average for the grade. And even though she's got £5 from the handicap, because she only obviously won by her nose, she could have actually probably got more. Tom Madden, who only claimed two on that occasion, Benny's, who was a fully fledged, a decent apprentice, because he claimed seven, actually five of that, of course, withstands the penalty. So this horse is actually racing off the same mark as it did the other day at the Curra, and I don't think the opposition is anywhere near strong as it was the other day at the headquarters of Irish Flat Racing. So I really do like this horse's chance. I'm amazed that this horse is 3-1 this morning. I thought this horse would be a 7-4, 2-1 chance, and I'm going to get stuck onto it at 3-1, and I suggest the listeners do as well.
Okay, good stuff. A confident selection then in the 5.15 with Love the Feeling. The 5.45 is race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap over a mile and a quarter, and it's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 50-80. And Moonmeister is the favourite this morning at 7-4. Inform Cool Fighter is 15-8. 6-1 for Millington. The Fox Tully is 8-1 with Aurelia Cotter. And 12-1 or bigger, well, 12-1 for Knights Templar, the outsider of the field. Interesting that a few of these ran only a few days ago, Andy. A couple of them in good form, the likes of Moonmeister, and we've obviously got Cool Fighter, who's coming here off the back of a hat-trick. So what are your thoughts in the 5.45?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Moonmeister here. I'm going to give him another go over a mile and a quarter. He certainly shapes as though this trip should suit him. In fact, you know, it should bring that the best in him. The only time I tipped him and tipped him strongly and napped him was the day he got beat at Fairy House over today's trip. Following that, he was a good winner, or previous to that, he was a good winner at Belliestown, and he's run really well subsequently twice, staying on strongly to win at Dundalk and then coming home with a rare rattle the other day behind Shukoff. And given his run style, like I say, that extra 2 furlongs really, in all intents and purposes, should play into his strengths. The danger looks to be Cool Fighter, who also comes in here in fantastic nick. He's won his last three at Tramore twice and, of course, Wexford the other day. Very similar tracks. Even though he got the race in the stewards' room the other day, it's still a good effort because the win, I think, is quite useful. Millington is the other in-form horse, but I'm absolutely totally convinced he'll get the trip. He ran over 7 furlongs the other day at Galway, and up to now his best form's over a mile. So I do think the market's about right here. It's sort of 7-4, 15-8, and I'll go with Moonmeister in the hope that he does get the trip.
Okay, Moonmeister, the selection in the 5.45. Moving on to the 6.15 next, and we're over hurdles for this one. This is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Saltmills Blackie has been well backed this morning, 7-2 into 9-4. Give Her Back is 3-1, 5-1 for Dunscaith, 6-1 for Eloway Rose. Little Vinny is 7s with Paleface, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the rest. So Bit of a move this morning, Andy, on Saltmills Blackie. What do you make of the Henry de Bromhead runner?
Yeah, I think he's got a great chance here. More importantly, with Johnny Burke on board, of course, Alan Potts, probably one of the main patrons to Henry de Bromhead, has quickly availed the services of Johnny Burke, and he now rides in those very famous yellow and green colours, of course. And the duo got off to a great start, the best possible start as well, of course, as Loosen My Load won last night at Galway. So confidence is high now that Henry de Bromhead and Johnny Burke are going to click, and they team up here on this horse who's been a fairly consistent type over hurdles so far, of course, a former point-to-point winner, and ran as well as can be expected in quite a hot maiden hurdle the other day down in Roscommon, making most of the running until just fading late on. But was beaten by, like I say, a decent field. Killer Crow was in that race, the William Mullins trained horse that most punters piled into that day. So that was a decent contest. It was the strongest run race on the card. They ran the last circuit a couple of seconds quicker than the handicap on the same card. And that was also 6 seconds faster overall as well. So I do think that maiden hurdle was quite good. And then prior to that, he'd run well at Tremor as well behind Michael Horrigan's Magical Moon. I think he sets a good standard. And if the first time blink cheek pieces work, which hopefully they will, with Johnny Burke on board, I'd expect Saltmills Blackie to justify the market support this morning.
Okay, Saltmills Blackie then. In that race, the 6:45 is the penultimate race this evening. And this is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 95. And 16 of them in the lineup. It's a pretty open race. And we've got 6-1 co-favourites of 3 this morning, with Luke's Hill, Drive the Bus, and Chief of Panama all 6-1. 7-1 for PLO. Preswell Lad is 8s with It's All an Act. And then 12-1 or bigger price is the rest. I've seen easier puzzles to solve, Andy, so good luck with the 6:45.
Yeah, this one's like tying your shoelaces up with a pair of boxing gloves, isn't it, this one? I've got a short list of 3 here. It's All an Act, Luke's Hill, and PLO. The latter name, of course, is the only course and distance winner in the lineup, so that one has obviously got a chance. And that victory over Res Ipsa Locator has been advertised on more than one occasion subsequently, so Henry de Bromhead could have another good run out of that particular 5-year-old. But the other two also make quite a bit of appeal as well, the two I mentioned. It's All an Act was second behind Drunken Council at Downpatrick a couple of starts ago, and then he was about to run a very good race down in Down Royal when he made a huge mistake at the last. He absolutely walked through the last in a race that was won by Christie's Call. That race has already begun to work out well. Christie's Call, of course, ran second next time out at Kilbeggan, and Blue Ridge Lane, who was fourth, won the other day at Perth. So on the speed figures, he comes out quite well. And also Luke Sill, he ran his best ever career race down in Cork the other day, staying quite eye-catchingly in the hands of Thomas Dowling, to suggest that he definitely wants to step up in trip. He's also got the first-time cheek pieces on as well, John Cowley, 6-year-old. So there are plenty of options here for punters. And, you know, you could almost tinker around with 2 or 3 in this race. The main two for me would be Luke's Hill at 6-1, and also It's All an Act at 8-1. I think if you just perm those two up and have a bit of fun with those two, you should be there or thereabouts in that 6:45.
Okay, a couple against the field there then in the 6:45, and the final race this evening is the 7:15. We finish with the maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles, and we've got a well-backed favourite now this morning. Crown Theatre, 7-4 into 5-4 favourite at the time of recording. Island Villa, 11-8. Queen's Ballerina, 7-1. 12-1 for Gallop on Gary Duff. 14-1 for Attraction Ticket. And More Than Me Job's Worth, and 14.66 is 50-1 to provide a bit of an upset should that one come in. Bit of support this morning for Crown Theatre, Andy. Can you see why?
Yeah, this is my second best bet on the card. I obviously fancy love the feeling earlier on, and I'm definitely going to get stuck into Gordon Elliott's 5-year-old in this last race. It looks really a match between himself and Island Villa. Of course, he's been in really good form for Dennis Hogan throughout the summer, but still yet to win a race in 13 starts, whereas Crown Theatre is fairly unexposed, and he's run a couple of eye-catching races over a hurdle so far. First of all at Downpatrick, when he just didn't quite have enough stamina to overhaul Effenock Lad, but he's run the other day at Annavon, was supremely eye-catching in a race that was won by Dermot Weld's Tandem, who was all the rage at 1-2. This horse travelled up, sauntered up to him going down to the second last, and looked the most likely winner. Unfortunately, he just couldn't quite cope with Dermot Wells' charge on the running, and he ended up actually fizzling out and finishing third, but he was the only one that offered any kind of resistance to that top-class horse. And this looks a really weak affair. I mean, there's no Tandem in this race, and the way he travelled the other day suggests that he's in really good order. Gordon Elliott's gone out of his way to book Jody Codd as well, so that's obviously a major positive. And I can see this horse justifying a real heavy gamble in the last. So Crown Theatre, very strong choice in the final race, the 7:15.
Okay, strong selection there then in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary of all your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, in the first race, the Claimer. Obviously, Prince Jock stands out on the ratings, being rated 81. But I think Shukov might just have the necessary qualities and stamina to overhaul him. In the 440, he can give the front three in the market a chance, as the market suggests. But I'm going to go with Nidam, hoping that the visor works first time out. Love the feeling, gets an at vote in the 515. An impressive winner last time out at the Curragh. She had good battling qualities in the hands of Tom Madden to withstand a good challenge, late challenge. And I still think that horse is very well handicapped. Moonmeister gets the vote in the 545. Saltmoles Blackie can continue the good work for Henry de Bromhead and the man of the moment, Johnny Burke. 645, I'll have to have two against the field there. It's All an Act and Luke's Hill. And in the final race, Crown Theatre really travelled strongly the day in a much better race than this, and hopefully he'll get off the mark at the third time of asking over hurdles.
Fantastic. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action in Clonmel this evening.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.